in terms of demands now for training, you seem to be have to be heading into a different direction today, because while those courses are still in demand, there are now new type of training that is required based on the evolution of technology over the years. A few years ago, you never heard about apps. Now everybody into application development and stuff. So we have to start to more or less retool ourselves to deal with the new and emerging technologies that is on hand. In the earlier days, when you talk about NCTI, we were talking about information technology. Now we have information communication technology. The communications part of it is more critical now than just basic information technology. So we have been doing our part in training, and we are continuing to look at new ways that we could new initiatives that we could get into to inform in terms of training for the public. Training, generally ICT training, has no boundary, has no limitations in terms of how far you could get with an IT certificate, actually. If you train at NCTI and you get a Microsoft certification, a Microsoft systems engineer, basically you could go anywhere in the world and hold a good paying job, right? So basically your qualification really has no limitations. You're Microsoft certified, you're Cisco certified, you're CompTIA certified. You could basically go anywhere and hold a job with any company or such.